Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends in Christ, today the Gospel reading has this aspect of blindness. A man born blind, and the people who had sight and were also blind. It's a contradiction, and yet that is what it is. In the Gospel we heard, Jesus met a man born blind, and he cured him. Having cured the man, this controversy came up that the man born blind had to walk about and to live the life that the new life he had. The Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, were really very much concerned. The man must be a sinner. That is why he was born blind. The one who cured him on the Sabbath day was a sinner because he did not keep the law of the Sabbath. Yet it is not just physical blindness that is the issue. It's our spiritual blindness that we are talking about today. These texts were chosen because of the scrutinies for the young people who are being welcomed into the church so that they will receive baptism at Easter. Yet they are also very good for us to remind us over and over again that we are so used to the tradition of our church, to the ways we do things, that at a point we fail to realize that we are going wrong. Are we blind here? No. Yet in some aspects of our lives, we are blind. When we are physically blind, it is easy to look for someone to cure us. And that was what happened to the man born blind. Jesus found him, and he was cured. The Pharisees, they knew the law. They explained everything about the scriptures to the people. Yet they were made blind because they could not even understand that there are exceptions to many or every law. Sorry, I don't know why I'm coughing. Maybe I shouldn't talk about blindness. So, the Pharisees, they knew everything, and they could explain, yet they forgot many things about their own law. And so when they were confronted with the reality, when the man born blind told them, if the one who cured him were a sinner, he wouldn't be able to cure him according to their own tradition, they refused to accept the hard fact. They drove him out of the synagogue and let him go. Then when Jesus spoke with them, he told them, if you were blind, you would have looked for a physician to cure you. But now that you say you are not blind, your sin remains. Human as we are, we look at physical appearances. And so once we have sight, we think we are not blind. But when it comes to our spiritual well-being, blindness is at the spiritual level. And though we are here with full sight, all of us, or many of us, we are still blind in the spiritual aspect. Once we do not understand or fail to accept the will of God in our lives, we are blind. We fail to see the need to change. And that is why in our world there is a lot of trouble. The world has got a lot of eyes, scientific eyes, religious eyes, moral eyes, call them. They are there. And yet, the spiritual eyes are not there. We are blinded at the spiritual level. And as St. Paul said in the second reading, things that we are supposed to be ashamed of in the world are the things that we put forward because of our blindness. We praise them and raise them high to the sky. So we are blind in that aspect. We fail to understand the will of God and the use to which we should put our life to. And so we do things as we like. Well, there is a saying, if you do not know where you are going, any path will take you to that place. Because you don't know. Wherever you reach, that is where you are going. So once we are blind, it is as if we are groping in darkness and walking without a guide. But Jesus has come to tell us, and for those of us who believe in the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he tells us it is not the physical blindness that is important. It is the spiritual blindness. And also in the first reading we heard, when Samuel went to choose one among the sons of Jesse and to anoint him as the future king of Israel, Samuel went with his physical eyes. He saw Eliab, and the young man was very handsome. He thought to himself, this is the Lord's anointed. What did the Lord say? You look at physical appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart. How are our hearts today? Every day we come to church. Every Sunday we gather together. We want to do the will of God. We want to relate with one another. Are we seriously looking at our spiritual life? Are we seeing that, or do we understand we are blind in certain aspects of our lives? If we understand that, we will come closer to the Lord and ask him to help us. Yet for many of us, it is enough to go to church. We have been baptized, yes. The other sacraments are not important to us anymore. What is important to us is that we go to church. It is like a social gathering. And for some, once we go to church, we must go for communion. It's good to receive Holy Communion. What about the sacrament of reconciliation? Fortunately for us in our parish, from Friday to Saturday, we had 24 hours of time to the Lord, confessing and adoring the Blessed Sacrament. Many of us did not come. We waited till last minute. When the 24 hours were almost over, we started rushing in. And many of you went home very sad. What happened? You have a saying in English, make hay whilst the sun shines. If you do not prepare to succeed, you are really preparing to fail. And so, in our scriptures today, the Lord Jesus is calling every one of us to prepare right now. Now that it is the time of mercy, now that it is a special time of grace, for us to receive spiritual healing, let us make use of the sacraments that will heal us and bring us closer to God. It is only when the scales have been taken off our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of our minds, that we can see further ahead and know where we have been going wrong, despite the effort that we have been making every day in our lives. So we need to make an extra effort. It is not a time to just come to church because everybody wants us to come, not because somebody is looking, but because we want our life to be renewed. We want our blindness to be taken away so that we can see clearly, to understand the will of God in our lives, that we will become the light to other people who are groping in darkness. So if our world is groping in darkness in this present age, it is because we ourselves are not seeing clearly. We do not understand what we should do and how we should do it to bring God's message of peace and joy to the world. So we go to church. That is enough. Today Jesus is telling us, If we were really physically blind, he would heal us. But once we think that we know and we fail to come to him for healing, we will continue to remain in our sinfulness. But this is not a time to condemn one another. It is a time to remind one another that, yes, Jesus is closer to everyone now than ever. In his suffering, he sets everybody free and cures our blindness. He gives new life and renewal to all those who have faith in him. So as we go away from here, let us remember that despite our weaknesses, Christ is here ready to heal us of our spiritual blindness and to lead us and show us the way to God the Father.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.